The Bible says your life is but a vapor. Go read the book of James. Your life is but a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. I see a lot of old people here like me. That doesn't matter. You could die if you're 20, 40, 50, 70, 80. The Bible says there's a judgment after death. It's appointed unto men once to die, then face judgment. You're not here for that long. God is outside of time. You and I live inside time. Your life is a blip on the radar of eternity. Why would you waste your short life, your breath, your energy, your creation that God gave you, serving the world, serving sin, serving idolatry, serving false churchianity, neighbor? If it's true that your life is just a vapor, and it is true, you need to consider eternity today. What are you doing with your life today? If this was your last day, oh, Jesus, I went to an art festival. I went and ate more food, drank more beer, bought more trinkets, watched more TV. One man said, I just came from Bible study. He didn't even know the gospel. I did one more religious stunt, Lord. But your life's a vapor, and it's here today, gone tomorrow, and you're wasting it by not seeking after the kingdom of God in righteousness. Test yourself. We come into the world to get you to open the Holy Scriptures. Most people watch college football, NFL football more than they read the Word of God and obey it. That's idolatry. It's going to cost you your soul. Don't waste your life, your vaporous life, your short life, like a grass, like a flower, and it fades away. Don't waste it, neighbor, living for this carnal life that fades and is gone. Live for eternity. Live for that which is incorruptible. Everything you're living for is corruptible. Your 401k, your house, your car, your vacation, your football, your entertainment. It's all corruptible, neighbor. Stop living for that which is corruptible. Live for the incorruptible, because your life is but a vapor. Jesus shed his blood and made the narrow way for you. Turn and repent or lose your life and lose your soul in eternity. Lose your life for Christ. Don't lose it to this culture set for the wrath of God.